Hello, welcome to episode 48, another installment of Current Obscure News or Con News from Cerebral Flex's Jareth R.R. Blackstar and Nam1 Sakati. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Jareth.
Good morning. We have quite a few news stories to cover, so we're going to jump right in.
Right.
All right. So our first story of the day. In states such as California and Washington, very liberal states, to deal with the homelessness problem in these states, because they have large cities with large homeless populations, millions of taxpayer dollars have been allocated to the building of apartments to house the homeless. These homeless people will be moved into these newly built apartments on what is considered prime real estate, with sky-high views of metropolitan areas such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and Seattle. People are upset with this because this real estate is considered prime real estate, and it is in nicer neighborhoods where people who are more affluent will have to drive by these homeless people in these apartments that are much newer and nicer than their own. The states have mandated that healthcare workers have to be hired at each of these apartments to inject heroin into these homeless people so as not to have a string of withdrawals or overdoses in these brand new apartments. As the patients slip into that sweet, sweet numbness, healthcare professionals will offer foot rubs during the initial beginning of the high and afterwards as well to make sure that everybody's okay. People are most upset, though, because one of these apartments has a kitty litter box installed for a female known as Jasmine McCutiefoots. She self-identifies as a non-binary cat person. People on the right are outraged about this because of gender roles and, you know, people not being open-minded. I say that if you want to have a kitty litter box in your bathroom and identify as a cat, go ahead. Thoughts and opinions on this, sir?
Yeah, when I read this article, I was a bit baffled, but, you know, I think we have to start caring for one another in real and, you know, positive ways.
Yes.
The part of the article that got me, you know, even more so than the cat litter boxes, was that they were handing out, Irish cream and vanilla bean cold brew beverages.
Mm.
And that, you know, some of the residents complained that they prefer hot coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're given a sky high view of the city. You're given free heroin, foot massages, cold brew. What is your complaint at this point? Like, I feel like human nature is so greedy that no matter what you do, there's always going to be that one thing that's going to be complained about or something else is needed. It's ridiculous. I think that these people should be grateful for the city of Seattle. That's where the main project is.
Yeah, and I thought it's interesting because I want to move out to Washington State at some point because, you know, it's a beautiful state and it's also a very liberal state.
Yeah.
Their heroin epidemic is actually, I guess, quite bad in the Seattle area.
It is. I was out there not too long ago.
Yes, I remember you telling me about this. So this article kind of caught me by surprise. I first heard about it by watching a Tucker Carlson clip on YouTube because, you know, only big tech is now allowed to create videos on YouTube. So I felt like it was okay for us to commentate on this one because, you know, an authentic news source had covered it.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson is one of the most knowledgeable people out there.
Yeah, it's actually quite insane how anti-establishment and anti-war he is. I think he gets a really bad rap. anyway.
Right. Speaking out against the military-industrial complex last week, and I was actually shocked.
No, he does have some, like, you would think that people on the left would appreciate some of his more not Fox Newsy takes, but right. No, he's on Fox
sometimes
News.
Sometimes he gets away liberal. From his benign-ish racism.
Yeah.
his little hints at bigotry and xenophobia, and he actually attacks the military-industrial complex.
He's attacked Amazon before and stuff like that, too. So, you know, He's not 100% an evil person. He's only 99%.
I would say he's as confused as everybody else.
But yeah, I think this is an interesting project. I thought it was interesting that the mayor of Seattle came out because people were obviously quite upset. You know, you're taking taxpayer dollars, you're allocating them towards these apartments that they're going to be in. Are you going to like get them into workers programs, help them find jobs? And he just flat out said, no, I don't expect heroin addicts to be able to function in jobs. We're just going to house them and make sure that they're comfortable and safe and given three hot meals a day, plus a brunch and an afternoon tea and foot rubs and massages.
Right. It's pretty. Yeah, I would be upset to be the person wearing a biohazard suit that has to clean out the litter boxes.
Yeah. The litter box thing really had the Republicans in an uproar. And, you know, I say if, you know, you want to shit in a litter box, it's kind of up to you.
Yeah, I just see health code violations, but
yeah,
you know, I guess if you have the proper PPE, you can get rid of it.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the homeless of Seattle.
I think that, you know, if you're gonna shit in a litter box, you should clean it up yourself. But you know, apparently Seattle's got it handled. They're good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We'll see how this pilot program goes.
Yeah, there's a pilot in Seattle, and I believe there's one in. It's either Los Angeles or San Francisco, one of the two in California.
Exactly. Those are the two cities I read about, too.
Yeah. So interesting stuff. Interesting developments. Good for all the homeless heroin addicts. I'm happy they're not going to be going through withdrawal and they're going to be injected with drugs safely. Right. This is the liberal utopia that we've been dreaming about.
Yeah. And the ones that aren't on any narcotics or anything mind altering can apply for jobs, and they're allowing them to clean them up and offering training services on, you know.
Yeah, I believe they're offering them actually, like they're showing them Congress's stock portfolios to show them how to invest properly, because it's really insane. Congress, if you follow how they invest, you actually get a really big return on the dividends. So they're going to go ahead and show them their stock portfolios and, you know,
a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe one day they'll be future congressmen and women themselves. You never know.
I hope so.
From the streets to free apartments to investing in the stocks that Congress people do.
Yeah. I mean, if they get in, we're all getting cold brew and foot massages.
Yeah. You know,
they're going to push legislation in a whole nother direction.
I'd rather do that than I'd rather spend our tax dollars on, you know, cold brews and foot massages than this next story. Unfortunately, we're gonna get into some Ukraine stuff. You wanna share the screen with me all on right. This one, since you also have some stuff to say?
Go for it.
All right. So obviously we have the situation in Ukraine. Russia having their troops at the border, Biden slipping up, saying that, you know, if Vladimir Putin put just the tip into Ukraine, that he probably wouldn't do anything. Media had a big outroar about it. They were upset. So now there's a bunch of posturing back and forth. And Vladimir Putin's come out with some demands, and he demanded that the United States and NATO, they agree to the original terms set forth during the fall of the USSR. And essentially what those terms were was that NATO would encroach no closer to the Eastern Front of Europe. Territories that were preoccupied by the USSR were not allowed to be a part of NATO, because if they became a part of NATO, they'd be able to build bases in those countries. Well, as the United States always does, we immediately went back on our word, and a bunch of states in Eastern Europe became part of NATO, countries like Poland. Ukraine actually is trying to become a NATO state, which is kind of what set all this off. So he demands that any country that became a part of NATO that was an agreed upon territory where it would not become part of NATO, that they be annexed from the organization completely and give up the military bases built for NATO troops, that they be dismantled completely and the material sent to Russia to be used for their own military bases. He also demanded that if he were to meet Biden in the future, after all the dust settles, that masks be required in, I think they're the N960 masks or whatever, the ones with the really good air filtration, and that if the president passed any odorous smells during the meeting, as he did with the royal family in England, that Biden will have to publicly apologize to the Russian people for cutting that cheese in front of their beloved leader. Lastly, Putin demanded that all the NATO troops wear pink ribbons about their shoulders and fly pink flags from their bases for the next 3 months in honor of breast cancer awareness, something that he has recently been diagnosed with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought he did a lot of pushups. But BBC article, Ukraine, U.S. could sanction Putin if Russia invades. Biden says from January 25th, 2022, the U.S. President Joe Biden said he would consider personal sanctions on Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. So Mr. Biden said there'd be enormous consequences for the world if Russia made a move on the nation, which sits just on its southwestern border. His comments came as other Western leaders repeated warnings that Russia would pay a heavy price for invasion. Russia has accused the U.S. of other and others of escalating tensions over the issue and denies it plans to enter Ukraine. However, Moscow has built up troops at the border with like 100,000 Russian soldiers deployed in the region, which is a little atrocious if you're not trying to provocate an altercation. Taking questions from reporters, Mr. Biden replied yes when asked whether he could see himself imposing sanctions on Russian president personally in the event of an invasion. And then in similar news from QuieroArrancarmeLosOjos.com, which is one of my favorite sites, the U.S. secretly wants to keep hitting Russia with sanctions over possibly invading Ukraine, a country that isn't even a part of NATO yet, so that Russia will join China to be the leading nations on Earth, leaving the U.S. to be more isolationist so we can like get our troops home and stop fucking with everyone. And so we'd be more isolationist than we already have become. And the only issue is that the U.S. would no longer manufacture. Well, we no longer manufacture anything. So the article said the only issue is that the U.S. no longer manufactures anything and relies on China for almost everything, most of our common goods. So if Russia and China link up, China won't need American consumerism anymore, says reporter Ron Burgundy. He's their best anchor, I think. And then I have no clue what these guys in Washington are thinking, but it all sounds ill-planned
to me. Yeah, I mean, I think both sides are being silly. You have the United States Defense Department all like posturing and sending Ukraine a bunch of lethal aid. Vladimir Putin's out here making ridiculous demands, like if you pass any odorous smell during any meetings with him, that you're going to have to apologize for. And he said this word for word, it's in quotations, cutting that cheese in front of their beloved leader.
Yeah.
Putin's a funny guy.
He is
a funny guy.
He
got to wear pink ribbons. I didn't know he had breast cancer though.
And I know he's a bad man in a lot of ways, but I do hope he survives this new challenge in his life. And yeah.
The good thing is when he goes under chemotherapy, he doesn't have a lot of hair. He's going to have to lose.
Correct.
So, you know,
correct.
There's again, you know,
like glamorous pec size is going to diminish. And I thought like, I don't know, I was pretty proud of his fitness, but now I think he has inflammation due to cancer. And that's just sad.
I mean, steroids will do that to you.
Or he has a growth
hormone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope this Ukrainian Russian thing doesn't escalate and that everyone leaves this thing happy. I really wonder why they have 100,000 people at the border if they're not going to start shit.
I wonder that as well. According to like the people in Ukraine, like the diplomats and stuff, the buildup of the troops is not as significant as American media is making it out to be, which, I mean, if that's coming from the people that are potentially being invaded themselves, that kind of says something to how tense the situation was before. It was kind of like lackadaisical, and now, you know, that we've Biden slipped up essentially, and we've done all the things we've done in the past 2 weeks. It's kind of amplified the situation.
I'm just wondering when we will learn, because as a nation, we've spent $2.5 billion on Ukraine since 2014.
Yeah.
And if you look at what happened in Afghanistan with that weird pullout we did, we wasted $2.3 trillion. And now look at where we're at with that. They got the Taliban ruling them. We're out $2.3 trillion. We probably left a bunch of Humvees and planes over there, just like we did Iraq.
We did.
What are we doing with our lives? So now we're going to do the same thing with Ukraine.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when it comes to places like Iraq and Afghanistan, the sentiment that Donald Trump echoed is kind of one that I don't know that I necessarily agree with, but I understand why he would have the thought, because he essentially said, like, when we went to Iraq, why didn't we just, you know, essentially make them a vassal state and take their oil and stuff? And the same with Afghanistan. Like, honestly, Afghanistan and Iraq should have been the 51st and the 52nd states with the amount of money poured into it. So I don't necessarily agree with that, but I mean, you know, DJT, he's coming back in 2024. That's actually a story we'll get into in a minute. But like, as far as the Ukraine thing comes, like, they're not really an ally, like they are, but when it comes to, like, I mean, let's be honest, everything is about resources, right? They don't really give us anything. They're kind of like Israel. We kind of just send billions of dollars over there, but we don't get anything in return.
You said Israel.
Oh no. Oh no.
Fucking look at our Nietzsche episode.
Yeah. Everybody please tell me what an anti-Semite I am.
I can't even say anything. our beautiful, intelligent military just left a F-35 jet plane in the ocean. The China's trying to recover, and if they get it, they get all of our technology. I mean, how smart are we? We put all of our top-of-the-line technology on a thing that now is at the bottom of the ocean that China has a good chance of recovering. We're awesome. So anyway, we'll see what happens with Russia and Ukraine. But
yeah, hopefully
I don't have too much confidence.
Hopefully Putin recovers from breast cancer, because I definitely think he needs another, you know, couple decades in office. Hopefully Putin doesn't get offended if Biden passes any gas in front of him. We'll see how this goes. I'll just keep you on screen really quick for this one, because it's there's not much to this story. But Donald Trump, you know, he's been hinting at running again in 2024. Mm-hmm. And he came out, I believe it was last night, which would have been Friday of January 28th. And you know, the big question is, who's he going to run with? Who's going to be his vice president? Because Pence, you know, he didn't overturn the election results that that Biden stole by, you know, having several million more votes than Donald Trump. So Mike Pence is out because, you know, he didn't help with the revolution. So who's going to run? And a lot of people have been floating, like, you know, a bunch of female names around. Candace Owens has been named and stuff like that. But Donald Trump, he was asked this question by, I believe it was Megyn Kelly. And Megyn Kelly asked him, like, who are you considering? And he said, I think Kanye would be interesting. So how do you feel about a Kanye West, Donald Trump ticket? What do you think about that?
Scares the shit out of me. I'd be terrified. I mean, you got a proven narcissist with a pretty acute bipolar person. Yeah, it would make for an interesting mishmash.
How do you think people would be more forgiving of Donald Trump and his antics if Kanye was in the White House alongside him?
I mean, they definitely couldn't call him racist as much.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I don't know. I think everyone you just mentioned is disgusting, but I think that it'd be interesting. Interesting is the word I'll stop with.
Well, Joe Rogan's actually been calling for The Rock to run for a Democratic nomination because he thinks Biden's going to kick it before 2024. And that Kamala Harris, I mean, her approval rating's so astronomically bad, like the Democratic Party has no one. So Joe Rogan's actually calling on The Rock. So what do you think about The Rock running against Donald J. Trump and Kanye West?
That would be I mean, we're getting into Idiocracy territory now.
Yeah,
you know, it would be just more of a Royal Rumble fireworks and streamers and lights and colors, and it's entertainment now. It's not politics. I want, if we're going to go down this avenue,
okay,
I would like a one world government with Keanu Reeves and Russell Brand as the leaders. Then I could be all right.
Why Russell Brand?
Because he has a lot of good opinions. I agree with almost everything he's talking about.
He's an alcoholic as well, though.
Okay. I mean, he was a heroin addict, right? So he's overcome many big obstacles. And how do you know he's an alcoholic? I never heard that.
I think it's pretty public knowledge that he's been an alcoholic for a while.
Okay.
I don't know if he's like a mean alcoholic or an alcoholic in recovery, but I know he's struggled with substance abuse in the past.
Well, as a fellow dipsomaniac, I'm going to have to be kind of sensitive towards that area, I guess. I don't think that people that drink often are necessarily unfit to be in charge of things if they drink off the clock, or if they're drinking, you know, at times where, I guess you're right. I mean, if you're drinking every day and you're a leader of the world, then it's probably not a good
thing. I mean, president is pretty much a 24/7 job. You don't really, you're always on the clock.
So maybe you'd have to take a little break.
Yeah.
But I do like his thoughts.
No, I agree. I think Russell Brand's a pretty empathetic human being. Keanu Reeves, another wonderful human being. I really want to see Donald Trump and Kanye West go up against The Rock and Oprah Winfrey.
Very good.
It
can't get much sillier than what we've had
about it, just in terms of like optics and stuff like that, and the things that liberals care about, all they care about is that you have a person of color running, and that you have a female on the ticket as well, and that would cover it all. So yeah. Now, on to the next story. On to the next story we have. This one was interesting. So Jordan Peterson, he recently went on the Joe Rogan Experience. That's where he kind of came to fame, was being on Joe Rogan's podcast. Joe Rogan brought him into the limelight. Oh, man. I want to say it was 2015, 2016. It could have even been earlier than that. And Jordan Peterson, he is a professor, or was a professor in Canada, who taught psychology. He's a clinical psychologist. He's very into Nietzsche and Jung. I would actually say he's probably part of the reason I got into Carl Jung by listening to him talk about Carl Jung. And the reason he became famous is because he opposed Bill C-916 in Canada, which was essentially a bill that said if you misgendered somebody on purpose, you could be fined or put in prison, which I think is pretty insane. But it was used less in the field of academia, and it was more in the field of, you know, landlords denying you rent type of thing. Kind of like how we have in the U.S. here, where, you know, if a gay couple wanted a cake made, like the baker could refuse it. It was similar to that. It was a little bit more odious than that as well, because it was all about controlling speech. And that was Jordan Peterson's main reason he opposed it. He didn't want people controlling speech. He sees it as a slippery slope into authoritarianism, which with the coronavirus lockdowns and stuff like that, from all these liberal governments being very authoritarian during this time, I kind of see his point in the end. They kind of made his worst nightmare come true and proved him right, which is unfortunate. So that's why he rose to prominence. And so ever since then, he's been partially clinical psychologist, self-help guru. He's come out with a book, two books now, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos, and another 12 Rules for Life book came out. They're okay. They're your typical self-help books. And he goes on these speaking tours where he talks about, you know, ways to better yourself and make yourself mentally better. And then he's also like this weird right wing figure as well. So on the podcast, it's 4 hours long. It's very intense conversation. They went over a lot of different things. But the first hour was dedicated to climate change, wherein Peterson pretty much declared climate change to be mainly a hoax. He said that he worked with the UN on several different projects that dealt with climate change, and a lot of the research that they did over the several years that he was there. It was shown that there wasn't any evidence to support that man was warming the earth any faster than a lot of other factors. In the podcast, he said essentially that what we need to do is protect more ocean life habitats, because a lot of the ocean life habitats have been ripped up and destroyed. And that is a large part of why climate change has gotten so bad and the earth is warming. And so a bunch of, you know, people at the UN and scientists came out and they pretty much said, well, you got us. We've been lying this entire time. Green energy is not effective. We just need to, you know, place more sanctions on the sea, protect more habitats, and the world will be okay. Peterson also claimed that the world is not overpopulated, that we could have many more billion people on the earth and have the resources to take care of them all. And the scientists came out again and they agreed with him, and they said, yeah, you know, we've been lying about that. You know, the elites, they want a one world order, one world government, and they have created this narrative that the world is overpopulated to stop people from having children, to make the populace less so that it's easier to control. The more people that are on earth, the harder it is for the elites to control us. So, thoughts?
Yeah, no.
Climate change is a hoax.
I entirely agree.
Yeah.
This whole time I've been green, I've been wrong. And, you know, the planet's perfectly fine and humans always adapt. And yeah, more people, the better. We have plenty of resources and everything's fine, says the UN. So we're all good.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting about that bill with the Canadian Human Rights Act.
Yeah.
Bill
C-916.
Yeah. Well, C-16 or something. Yeah. Either way, they were talking about how the act protects certain groups from discrimination, but that it wouldn't imprison you just because you said the wrong pronoun once. But if you did consistently refuse to use a person's chosen pronoun, it might result in jail time.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, understandable. I just think that, again, freedom of speech is a very important thing. They said that there could be monetary or non-monetary remedies, and one of the non-monetary remedies would be like sensitivity training.
Yeah.
Issuing an apology, or they'll just cancel you. They will do a publication ban on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like when Neil Young canceled himself this week. I don't know if canceling everyone or trying to cancel people is a good idea.
Yeah.
Let people talk. You know, if it's misinformation, let people research it themselves.
Yeah. If they're just trying to con you, then, you know.
Right.
Call it out.
I mean, it's not like their network's called Con News or anything.
Yeah.
If you go on like Quiero Arrancarme, milosojos.com, you'll find all the real news articles. And follow Ron Burgundy if you want the real good shit.
Yeah, they'll give you all sorts of reputable news information.
That's where I get all my information, and it's, you know, I feel spot on with all my opinions. But I have a news article about COVID. We've been having a little fraud going on in the Chicagoland area. So according to U.S. Today's January 23rd article titled FBI Searches Center for COVID Control Headquarters Amid Probes into Multi-Million Dollar Testing Business, the FBI on Saturday, January 22nd, searched the headquarters of a nationwide string of coronavirus testing sites known as the Center for COVID Control. The company and its main lab, which has been reimbursed more than $124 million from the federal government for coronavirus testing, are under investigation by state and federal officials. The company and lab are registered at the same address in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, which is really close to us. The search comes days after the Minnesota Attorney General's office filed a consumer protection lawsuit against the company and its primary laboratory, Doctors Clinical Lab. The complaint alleges the company and lab provide inaccurate and deceptive test results and have fraudulently reported negative test results. The article later said that longtime entrepreneurs Akbar Syed, age 35, and his wife Elias Siaj, age 29, run the Center for COVID Control, and in recent months have been sharing photos and videos on social media of their growing wealth. Syed has shared images of two Lamborghinis, a 2018 Ford GT, a Ferrari Enzo, and a new $1.36 million mansion. In another article by Gollable.org, reporter Jess Perkins wrote that Akbar and Alaya were previously in talks with Elon Musk's SpaceX to launch a Rolls-Royce into space, blasting a song titled "COVID Made Us Rich, Bitch." The white Rolls-Royce Phantom cost $455,000, but is now in police custody until further notice. But we'll have to stay tuned for more. Pretty crazy events happening here in Chicagoland. And I did hear the track "COVID Made Us Rich, Bitch." It's kind of a banger, so I like it. It's kind of like that song by Moneybags, yo. I don't know. I like the feel of it.
"COVID Made Us Rich, Bitch."
Yeah, but I had that flow. Like, I just look at my wrist. I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. Yep. You know, but it's like, you know, yep. "COVID Made Us Rich, Bitch." You know, yep. And it's like, has a nice like trap instrumental behind it. Pretty sick.
I think it's interesting in that song, like they just blatantly call out like Congress's the CARES Act. They're just that shit made us rich.
Yep.
But yeah. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Yep. I
don't know.
A lot of people have gotten very rich off COVID. I guess I'm happy for them.
I mean, the world's like our last current obscure news episode, we were talking about how the world's wealthiest men, you know, grew their wealth by whatever times. And
yeah,
I guess I'm completely happy for them. I think that our new open worshiping of the rich is a good direction to go in. And I think they'll take care of us. I strongly believe in the trickle down effect. I think, you know, the more billionaires we have, the wealth will be distributed eventually. Humans have a really good sharing nature. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't think greed will win. I don't think that the bullies will overcome. I think that we are in good hands. And as long as we keep electing billionaires as presidents, we'll be just fine. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. I 100% agree. I mean, why would you not elect billionaires? They obviously know how to hoard resources and wealth and make it. So, you know, let's get more of them in there. I don't think that they could possibly, you know, use that the office of the president or Congress or anything like that for their own self gain.
Right. I mean, corporations honestly care about people more than constant expansionism.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Amazon recently put a bunch of like posters and stuff up in a classroom. Did you hear about that story?
No, let's hear it.
Oh, I didn't actually read the entire thing, but I guess Amazon, they donated money to this school. And one of the things that they wanted the school to do, because, you know, anytime you donate a large sum of money, the school's like, what would you like us to do? Would you like us to name it after you or something? But Amazon, they just put up workers like ads for like work and stuff like that. And like all these like pictures of like, you know, the Amazon warehouse and stuff like that, just to really drive home the fact to the youth of the nation that that is where their prospects lie after, you know, they receive their education. Like,
right. And I heard the posters had a picture of Uncle Am instead of Uncle Sam.
Yeah. And he
was like, we want you,
yeah,
you know, to be in our plant.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea.
And a lot of people were upset by that and appalled, especially leftists. They were like, oh my God, like, but like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's true. Like, Amazon's going to be the only job employer in the United States. And I think
in the world.
Yeah. Like we were talking about. I mean, we didn't really talk about it in this episode because, you know, Donald Trump's coming out and Joe Rogan's calling on The Rock. But I mean, I still think that Jeff Bezos running as a potential libertarian, as God Emperor of the United States, is a quite possible thing.
If not the world.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. fuck a one world government when you can have a one world corporation.
Yeah. Drones flying your packages in the sky and also monitoring your every move.
We can all work for some part of the corporation and buy all our goods from the corporation.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
I think we're all headed in a good direction, and capitalism is definitely the way.
I agree.
No question about it. And now that we know that the planet isn't really suffering and that, you know, we're all fine having as many kids as we want, we're good. This is a golden age. This is like the new industrial revolution.
Yeah.
Steroids.
I'm glad that the UN's coming out and they're being transparent about all this. You know, there's not a climate crisis. We just need to protect our aquatic life a little bit better, and that'll fix everything. And you can pop out as many kids as you want.
I'm literally not even stressed anymore about all of it. I feel like completely confident about the future of humanity.
Yeah, it's good times. Okay. It's just getting started. Everybody's talking about a recession. It's gonna be
go make babies, people. Go make babies. Go work for Amazon. We are in good hands.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of piggybacking off that, we all know that the coronavirus was, you know, more or less created in a Chinese lab, and it was leaked from the lab on accident. You know, some intern probably, you know, was holding the vial and whoops, spilled it on the ground. Something stupid. It always happens.
Like spilling an F-35, like multi-million-dollar jet into the ocean. Yeah. I mean, people are stupid like
that. You know, it happens. It happens when you're messing with deadly viruses. Sometimes you spill the canister, the intern that, you know, they're underpaid, they're overworked. Sometimes you drop a deadly virus on the ground and it gets
Sometimes out. You drop a bin Laden in the ocean. I mean, we got problems. We just spill different things on the floor in the ocean at different times, you know? Whoopsie daisy.
So, the coronavirus can be found in bats. And so what they're starting to notice, there's a new strain of the COVID variant coming out. And it's very like post-apocalyptic, because what it does is it attacks your respiratory system in such a way that you become almost death-like. Like you stop breathing essentially, but you're still functioning.
Weird.
You're still alive. And so
you are the undead. And
yeah. So people were thinking, you know, oh God, like it's a zombie thing. Like the zombies are coming out of the woodwork, but actually because of the bat, because it comes from bats, people have reported that this new variant has given them a strong thirst for iron, especially blood. And so what we're trying to contain this as well as we can, but this new strain, which hasn't been given a name yet, they've contained two people in Bangladesh that were infected with this virus, and they were actually found, you know.
Do you get sharp teeth?
Huh?
Do they have sharp teeth?
Well, that's something I wanted to get into, because they were found, you know, originally they had stabbed a victim and were drinking the blood from it. So they've contained them in a facility, a military facility. And what they have noticed is not only do they not breathe, but they've started to grow longer canines. And this is all a mutation of the coronavirus. So it was reported in Bangladesh as the first case. There were several cases in China. It slipped out, but they shut that down very quickly because the Chinese are good at that. And now Europe is freaking out because, you know, they've been scared of vampires for, you know, centuries. They're where vampire myths originated from. And these lockdowns are gonna get a lot worse if people start turning into vampire people.
Was that article on the Quiero Arrancarme Los Ojos website?
Yeah, it was way at the bottom, which I thought was weird because you think they would have blown it up at the top because coronavirus is the big thing. But on their website, they obviously don't talk about COVID as much.
Yeah.
Because
I heard that Q had sharp teeth. So this Q is had all, sharp teeth? This is all bringing full circle.
Yeah, I mean, they do. Yeah, Q has described like a lot of the elitists and stuff like that, and their child pedophile rings as, you know, very vampiric in a way. So interesting.
I'm wondering. Yeah.
Interesting things are happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is the final mutation of the virus, some people are saying.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. I want to be a vampire. I'm kind of cool with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like blood all that much. So
I don't either, but I like the idea of living a long time. And
yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't know if it extends your life at all. It's interesting that you stop breathing though, and that you continue living. I think that's kind of cool. Yeah. I would love to not have to breathe.
Right? You'd never snore?
No, I never snore. The allergy thing wouldn't be a thing anymore, most likely, because I wouldn't be breathing in toxins and things that are I'm allergic to. Yeah, it'd be nice. I'd like it.
I'd have to switch to edibles.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So you have one more?
Yeah, and it is COVID related. So.
All right.
I'll take the screen if you don't mind.
All right.
Very important stuff here. Boris Johnson's party, Gate scandal. I'm sure you've all heard about it. The Washington Post article from January 25th, 2022, titled "How many lockdown parties did Boris Johnson and staff attend? Here's a guide." Very informative. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing two investigations into allegations that 10 Downing Street, his office and residence, repeatedly breached the government's own coronavirus restrictions by holding social gatherings indoors and outdoors. Some of the claims have been supported with photos, videos, and email exchanges. Others rely on accounts of government sources. Downing Street has apologized to Queen Elizabeth II for two parties on April 16th, the eve of her husband's funeral, and that's just cold-blooded. And Johnson, speaking to Parliament, apologized for a further event, a bring-your-own-booze garden party on May 20th, 2020. But in many cases, Johnson's office has maintained that the gatherings were work events. So then I did some further digging, and according to DeafEarsHear.com, reporter Carrie Bradshaw wrote that she got word that the parties at 10 Downing Street were nude parties. She said, sure, they were working on a COVID-era orgy like no one has ever seen. Seat holder Stephen Kinnock of the Labour Party was seen doing some very questionable positions with seat holder Kirsty Blackman, the Scottish National. I personally wasn't there, of course, so I don't know, but it seems pretty wild to me. And I didn't know Boris Johnson got down like that. Serious shit. He's probably going to have to step down if any videos of everyone bucket naked doing crazy things in England gets out there. What do you think about all that?
I think all that is amazing. And I don't think it hurts him at all. I think it helps him. Much like Donald Trump, I think Boris Johnson's kind of bulletproof when it comes to shit like that. I think if there's a video of it, it should be released to the public.
Right?
I think everybody wants to see what Boris Johnson looks like naked. I don't know.
I don't think so. He looks like a pale raisin.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, politicians, they're rock stars too now, man.
Yeah.
Like they're superstars. They're going to go out there. They're going to do lines of coke and have naked parties, and they're not going to pay attention to the rules they set down for the peons. Right.
It's like we're AOC peasants in Miami.
Yeah. We're peasants, bruh. We just got to accept our station in life.
Yeah. We have to do all the shit and they get to have their fun orgies. Yeah,
it's like AOC going to the Met Gala. That shit, that's $10,000 a ticket for that. And
I thought it was $30,000 a
ticket. Oh, I think you might be right, actually. It was ridiculous.
And she was wearing like a $15,000 or $30,000 dress that said Eat the Rich. I mean,
yeah, as she's walking through maskless with all the other maskless celebrities talking to the rich. And meanwhile, in the background, you have all these servants wearing masks. We're the faceless ones.
Mostly black and brown servants, I might add. Yeah. It's always the same. This place has never changed. They just paint it like they're liberals. They don't give a fuck.
It's okay. It's all right. Just accept it, people.
Yeah, I know. I should, because I've been relaxing over the climate change thing. Now that we can just we can't even overpopulate. We're fine.
No, Jordan Peterson said we could have upwards of 15 billion people and it wouldn't affect the Earth's climate at all.
Right, and that dude's never
wrong.
There
wouldn't be any resource. There wouldn't be any resource crisis or anything like that.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you have more stories to go?
I have one more.
All right.
It's a part two to the alien thing, because we had so much crazy shit happen this week. It was barely talked about.
Yeah.
All right. So the aliens essentially. What happened is they had the negotiations with the deputy director of NASA. Some world leaders and military leaders were there as well. They all sent diplomatic representatives. Originally, they were here to drain the water, drain the seas so that there was more land for us to live on, because their homeworld had run out of water. But what they did not expect was a bunch of billionaire representatives showed up. So there were billionaires from Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos predominantly featured there. And the aliens were actually quite appalled that these three men alone had almost half of the world's wealth. Bill Gates in particular, he owns a large portion of American land, farming land, good land for farming. He's allocated his resources to that. And so these representatives from these three billionaires were trying to negotiate with the aliens how to send their worker class down to work as employees of SpaceX, to farm Bill Gates's land and to become Amazon fulfillment drivers. And the aliens were so put off by this, and mainly what put them off was the low wages and the long work hours. They said that was the most barbaric thing that they had ever witnessed. And for beings that had such amazing technology as us, that we were stuck in essentially what they call the dark ages of economics. So words were bandied back and forth. Bill Gates' representative actually brought out a gun at one point, started pointing it at people, telling them to vacate the atmosphere if they were not going to comply with the demands of the billionaire class. And the aliens left, and they peaced out. They said, no, you guys are crazy. Thoughts? Oh, you're muted.
I'm reading the article right now.
It was described as a fight, and like a cowboy fight in a Western movie.
Yeah, what I found puzzling and interesting was that the aliens actually told the wealthy people on Earth to share more, and that they proved that works better because they've maintained a socialist one-world government on their home planet for three millennia.
Yeah.
And that's how they actually came together and made new technology and learned how to get to other planets through wormholes. And they said, you know what, if you guys share your wealth and actually share your knowledge, and if everybody shares their wealth and knowledge, that you guys can expand to Mars quite easily.
Yeah.
And they were going to give us a blueprint on how to do it. But we denied it, and we drew arms, and we threatened them, and they, you know, had to conclude their many original ideas that we're just so warring peoples, and they can't help us.
Yeah, I thought it was sad. I thought it was quite sad.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll come back to the atmosphere. Hopefully we'll have another sit down.
I know that. The big contention was over, you know, because they were going to drain our oceans. And, you know, obviously they didn't really care about that resource being taken, but they were drawing up maps of like how they were going to split it up per country and stuff like that. And that's when Bill Gates guy got super aggressive with it. So, you know, make sure that when you do become a billionaire, because it's achievable for anybody. I mean, if anyone like Bill Gates and Elon Musk, who had, you know, no wealth to begin with, can do it, you can too. When you become a billionaire, essentially this story should show you, make sure you know who's representing you. Make sure that, you know, they're not coked out of their mind when they go to meet with extraterrestrials.
So, and I just say, keep voting for billionaires. And again, the trickle down effect will come to you.
I think one day soon here, Ronald Reagan will be proven right. It's taken about 40 to 50 years, but I think we're about there. We're getting close.
Yeah.
So
that's all I have today for con news. And, you know, hopefully people feel like they're more enlightened and, full of very useful knowledge.
Yeah. You know, the world's getting better. Things are looking brighter, folks.
Hit the like button, subscribe.
And on the next one, we're gonna take a break from the news, because you know, it's, although we've had some nice stories lately and some good news, we need to get back to our roots. So I think next week we're going to talk about Odin and maybe some Norse mythology.
I thought we were going to talk about Nietzsche again.
Oh, I mean, we could do Nietzsche part two for sure.
People seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah, that video blew up quite a bit. Maybe Nietzsche will feature on our next con news.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, all right.
How he ran with the Nazis.
Yeah, the Nazi party is all based off Nietzsche. Did you not know that?
Fucking Nazi Nietzsche.
Yeah.
All right. Man.
We'll see you guys next week.
Take care, y'all.